Hey foodies, welcome to our new kitchen. Today let's cook up some dhaba style dal tadka. So you are going to need 5 kinds of dals here, which are lentils basically. So we have 2 tablespoons of tuvar dal, 2 tablespoons of chana dal, 3 tablespoons of moong dal and 1 tablespoon each of moong chilka dal and 1 tablespoon of urad dal. So soak for about 30 minutes in 1 cup of water. So now we are going to pressure cook this with some more water added, about half a cup or so, and we are going to season this with a little bit of salt and little bit of haldi or turmeric, about half a teaspoon or so. So now we are going to cook our dal for 4 whistles in high flame, and then we are going to cook this in medium flame for about 2 minutes, and then our dal will be ready. So let's prep up for our tadka. We are going to puree up 4 tomatoes. Now we are going to chop up 3 onions. So we are going to begin by heating up a pan and adding about 3 tablespoons of ghee onto it. Good amount of ghee. You can also use oil and ghee mixture if you wish to. So while the ghee is getting hot, we are going to crush up some garlic, ginger and green chili. So as our ghee melts, we are going to add in little bit of cumin and we are going to wait until it sizzles. I am also going to add in 2 bay leaf and 2 to 3 red chilies, dried ones, along with our crushed ginger, garlic and chili. I am also going to add in 2 to 3 cardamoms which are crushed little bit, along with a teaspoon of crushed whole coriander, a little bit of chili flakes, and we're going to cook this for a while, just about 2 to 3 seconds, so that the rawness goes off a little bit. So next up we have the onions coming up. So little bit of salt. And we're going to now cook this until it's brown and it starts leaving a little bit of fat or ghee. Cooking each ingredient until it's well done is a main role in Indian cuisine, especially in the dhaba style cooking. So you can see our onions are well cooked and they have started losing some fat. So now I'm going to add in our tomato pulp. So now we're going to mix this really well and we're going to cook this for about 10 minutes or so, or until it starts leaving some fat again. So now I'm going to add in little more salt to fasten up the process, and we're going to mix this well, and maybe I can switch over the flame. So our tomato and onion masala is cooked and it has started leaving some fat. Now we're going to add in some spices along with some coriander. So first of all, some coriander over to it, just about a handful or so, and next goes in some cumin powder, about a teaspoon or so, half a teaspoon of garam masala, a teaspoon of Kashmiri red chili powder, a teaspoon of coriander powder, and about 3-4 teaspoon of amchur or dry mango powder. So these are the spices that will go in, along with, you can add a little bit of kasuri methi over to it right now, about half a teaspoon or so. So now we want to mix this well and we want to cook this for about 2-3 minutes. We want to cook the spices as well for that extra yummy flavor over to it. So what next? It's the dal we are going to add in that we cooked earlier. So we are going to mix this well. We are not going to add any water right now. We want to roast this, or we are going to bhunify the dal as well. So roast this really well for about a minute or two. So now I am going to add in some water over to it. Don't add too much water because we don't want to make it watery. We want the dal to be thick, and we are going to mix this really well. And on the other side, I have also heated up a charcoal because we want to smokify this dal and get that smoky real good flavor that we get in the restaurants and the dhabas. So I am going to add just a little more water and we are going to cook this for about 5 more minutes in high flame. So our dal is cooked well. Now what we are going to do is we are going to smoke up the dal, as I said earlier. So it's very easy. We are going to take a stainless steel bowl. Your dal needs to be thick like this. So we are going to place our bowl, stainless steel bowl, over there. So now you need a heated charcoal, and I'm going to take this and I'm going to place this in the bowl. Be careful. So now we're going to take a drop of ghee and add the ghee over to it, and add some asafoetida or hing as well. Now we're going to quickly close this, and we're going to keep this like this for about 5 minutes. This will bring the smoky flavor and the hing flavor in it, and after that our dal will be ready. So our dal has been being like this for about 10 minutes or so. So now we're going to get rid of the bowl with the smoke charcoal in, and we're going to mix the dal really well. So we're going to add a little bit of coriander over to it. So our dal is all ready to be served, and our dhaba style dal tadka is all ready. So our dal tadka is all ready, so let me try it. Here I have some simple pulao made up with some dal. Looks awesome. This can beat any dhaba or any restaurant style. Make sure you try it. I'm sure you'll love this. You can try the text recipe on our website cookingshukini.in. Truly impeccable. Thank you for watching. Do subscribe. It's free. Bye. Take care.